something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Greater Light.
Hallelujah. Psalm 50. Loman kratige go saplag dira hansu dege. Glory to God. Woohoo! Glory to God. From verse 1, the mighty God, even the Lord, hath spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Verse 2, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Out of Zion, God shines forth. Out of Zion, God shines forth. That means from here, from our gatherings, the city of our solemnities. This is Zion right here. And we have our brethren all over the world. Zion. Out of Zion, God shines forth. You want to see the glory of God? Look at me. Yes, we are the bearers of His glory. We are the bearers of His splendor. Can you say hallelujah? The Bible says Jesus Christ was the effulgence of His glory, the express image of His person. And that's what we are today. We are the express image of His person. We are the outshining of the Father's glory. This is Zion. Thanks be unto God. Oh, yes, I know. You see, Zion is the perfection. Do you understand? This is the perfection. Here is the fullness of God. Here is the totality of His power, of His presence, of His glory. This is where God sits. You say, how is that possible? You go back into the book of Genesis, the Bible tells us that Jacob had a dream. And so angels ascending and descending a ladder that was reaching up to heaven from the earth. And Jacob woke up and he said, God has been in this place and I didn't know it. It is possible to not know that God has been present. For example, God has been here tonight. He's been in this place. But if you look around with your optical eyes, you may not see Him. Because you don't see God with your optical eyes, you behold Him with your spirit. For God is a spirit. You can touch Him with your faith. You fellowship Him with your spirit. Jesus said, God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in reality, in spirit and in truth. The Father seeketh such. Can you understand that? The Father seeketh such to worship Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh! That's why He calls us Jerusalem that is from above. This is the perfection of beauty. I wish you could understand this. That's why we sing that song. Complete, complete, complete in Him. We are complete in Him. Complete, complete, complete in Him. We are complete in Him. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in my Lord. That's my Lord Jesus. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in my Lord. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in my Lord. And we are complete in Him. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. And we are complete in Him. We are complete in Him. I said, we are complete. Aya! Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. This is the perfection of beauty. Do you understand this? Listen. That's, you are too beautiful to be sick. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Oh, we are complete in Him. It says, and ye are complete in Him, who is the head of our principality and power. Complete. Say, I am complete. I am perfected in Him. Say it again, I'm perfected in Him. Brothers and sisters, look at yourself and say, I'm perfected in Him. I know there are those who are finding themselves in certain situations and they are concerned. Maybe you took a journey out of Zion. Maybe you did. Maybe you journeyed out of Zion. Maybe, because it's when you journey out of Zion, you find, oh, the cancer, oh, the failure, oh, the hopelessness, oh, the discouragement. If you find discouragement, you have gone out of Zion. Find your place back to Zion. For in Zion, there is no fear. In Zion, there is no discouragement. In Zion, there is no sickness. Are you hearing me? Oh, when you read in Psalm 137, and those Jewish people were taken into captivity. They said, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yeah, we wept when we remembered Zion. Said, they that carried us away captive required of us a song. They that wasted us required of us mirth, saying to us, sing unto us one of the songs of Zion. And they said, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? They said, we are in a strange land. We will not sing the songs of Zion. In this strange land of pain, in this strange land of penury, in this strange land of discouragement. Oh, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Jeremiah chapter 51 and verse 50. He said, oh, remember God from afar. He said, let Jerusalem come to your mind. Yes. Let Jerusalem come to your mind. Remember the life in Zion. Remember the glory of Zion. And while you're in that strange land of pain, sing the song of Zion. While you're in that strange land of discouragement, look up and sing the song of Zion. Can you hear what I'm saying tonight? Sing the song of Zion. Sing it and find your way in Zion.
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me. And mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died to save my soul. I believe God raised Him up from the dead. And He's alive today.
I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony, please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Do you watch or listen to Pastor Chris Oyakhilome's programs on TV or radio? Have you been blessed? We invite you to join us in blessing many more with the gospel. To make the gospel available to many more, you can join the Lovell Television and Radio Ministry as a media partner and join us in sponsoring TV and radio programs of Pastor Chris on television and radio stations around the world. Join us and be a part of changing lives with the gospel. To sign up as a media partner, please call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@lovell360.com. This message is titled Greater Light. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovellradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.